Right now in the United States, there is still a COVID emergency. And one of the big stories was Health and Human Services was supposed to give 60 days notice to states if it was planning on ending the COVID emergency. Now, it has recently been re-upped just a couple weeks ago, and it was going to be ending supposedly in January of 2023. But that 60-day limit came and went. That was on November 11th. And there was no sign from HHS or the Biden administration that they were going to end this, which was required for them. So the guess is that it's going to keep going. But Senate has voted. This is the headline here. This is a really important, a demarcation line now in America's COVID response. The Senate votes to end COVID emergency. Biden says he'll veto if House passes. The Senate passed this measure in a 62-36 bipartisan vote, mind you. Wow. So this is what we're looking at here in the United States. There's a battle to get these COVID shackles off us. But at the same time, that's the federal level. That's the battle happening right now. At the same time, at the state level, we have a first coming out of Colorado. This is Governor Jared Polis. And this was really his press release from the website, from the governor's website. Governor Polis takes action in response to COVID-19, RSV, influenza, and other respiratory illnesses. And this is what it says in here. Today, this was just a couple days ago, Governor Jared Polis signed an executive order amending and extending the current COVID-19 disaster declaration to include RSV, influenza, and other respiratory illnesses. Dell, this is monumentally big, and I did not see anybody really reporting on this. People on Twitter sharing this, obviously, but the media has not picked up on this. And this is an extension of that emergency, and it's expanding. This is kind of our worst fear, is expanding this into flu season. Now we're going to possibly wear masks for the rest of the flu season. I mean, it doesn't say that in there, but you can see how this can run.
Well, you get the emergency, whatever this emergency is. And remember, prior to just, 2 years ago, epidemics came every 50 years. These people are acting like every 6 months we have a new epidemic and we need to call it a crisis and turn it into emergency, which allows us to rush products out without any safety testing, gives authoritarian control to singular entities like the President of the United States, like the governor of a state, where they can bypass Senate and Congresses, and assemblies in order to just do what they want. And it really is... we've got to keep our eye on this. And what the irony of this, if for everyone that's watching the high wire right now, you know that the science we're looking at is there appears to be this potential that the vaccine that was mandated on everybody is creating a susceptibility now, is lowering the immune system so that we're seeing a rise in RSV and flu. So the very thing that was used supposedly to protect us is now putting us at risk and causing the epidemics that are now going to demand emergency crisis status so that we have dictators instead of democracies or republics, if you will.
Right. So we're going into the holiday season here. And what does the media do best? It divides and it causes fear in people. So we're going into the holiday season, and we have NBC News running a report with an expert. And take a look and see if you can see what I'm about to show you. It's in the far right corner in the text box. Look at this.
All right.
You know, Dr. John, a lot of parents are so concerned about this. If it's not one, it's the other they're worried about. So frankly, why does RSV specifically hit some kids so hard? And then it seems like it almost doesn't affect others.
You know, the vast majority of kids by the time they reach the age of two have been infected by RSV. But like you mentioned, not that many actually get complications from it, and even less have issues with bronchiolitis or getting hospitalized. The honest answer is we don't exactly know why that is happening, but we do know there are a couple factors involved. Number one, the younger they are, if they were premature, they're going to have some lung issues as well. And it's a small airway disease. So if they have small airway problems, that can cause an issue. If they're smoking in the house, so if they're exposed to secondhand smoke, if mom smoked while they were pregnant, that could also lead to more complications and more risk of having issues. But overall, the answer is we don't know, which means that all babies need to be protected.
It's amazing how quickly they went from a twindemic, which was the potential for COVID and flu, into a triple-demic. And it's just fear for your lives so that we can just keep you locked in your home.
I've never seen anything like this. Avoid physical interaction with unvaccinated individuals.
Unbelievable.
I mean, this is Absolutely unbelievable. And again, if we're talking about the COVID vaccine, RSV doesn't have a vaccine. It's in the works. But if we're talking about the COVID vaccine, not stopping transmission. Yeah. Also, we built it as we were flying the plane, says the R&D director from Pfizer. So it's just absolutely insane.